USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump is notching three more caucus victories in the states of Idaho, Michigan, and Missouri. Trump's only challenger remained former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, but he beat her handily in those three caucuses. However, Haley has vowed to stay in the race through Super Tuesday, March 5th. That's when more than a dozen states in the U.S. territory of American Samoa will be holding presidential primary elections on Tuesday. The impeachment inquiry against President Joe Biden continues, as Republican House leaders are now calling forward U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland for an interview. Despite recent setbacks in the inquiry, there's a new subpoena being issued. Kentucky Congressman James Comer says it involves Republican suspicions about the Biden classified documents, Hunter Biden overseas cash flows, and the recent DOJ report clearing Biden of any criminal charges in the documents case.
We want to see the transcripts for the Robert Herr interview with Joe Biden, because we have questions about Joe Biden's mishandling of classified documents.
It's up to a Georgia judge now.
Closing arguments concluded Friday in the Georgia hearing regarding whether Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis should be removed from Donald Trump's election interference case due to her relationship with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade. The key points in question are the timing of their relationship's onset relative to Wade's appointment and whether Willis benefited financially from that appointment. Willis and Wade assert equal sharing of travel expenses and that their relationship began after Wade's appointment. The judge says he will have a decision within 2 weeks.
USA's John Schaefer. It's going to be a big weekend for the makers of Dune Part 2. According to Deadline, the sci-fi blockbuster is now predicted to make over $80 million at the U.S. box office before the weekend is out, and closer to $160 million globally. Second place at the box office will be Bob Marley, One Love, which has made over $80 million so far. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Growth of the massive Smokehouse Creek fire in northern Texas has slowed considerably since the fire broke out last week. The burn zone now covers about 1.07 million acres across the northern Texas panhandle, but U.S. government fire management data shows only 2 acres of fire growth through Saturday. The blaze is about 15% contained. The Smokehouse Creek fire rated as the largest ever in the state of Texas. Soon, thousands of hours of security footage. The January 6th U.S. Capitol riot will be made public.
House Speaker Mike Johnson has announced the release of 5,000 hours of video from the U.S. Capitol grounds. The speaker has changed course from the original plan to blur the faces of rioters, citing logistical challenges. The initial batch of footage is now accessible on the video platform Rumble, with more expected to be released.
USA's John Schaefer. Immigrants sheltering in New York seem to be turning up in hidden, crowded, private shelter spaces now. There were a couple of discoveries made in the past week. One in Queens, one in the Bronx. The New York City mayor's office acknowledging there are now roughly 60% of immigrants seeking shelter outside of the city's care.
And to the extent that we find out that individuals are living in an unsafe condition, we will do what we have done, right? We will go in, we will vacate those locations, and we will try to find additional resources for them.
Camille Joseph Varlack, New York City Mayor Eric Adams, Chief of Staff. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.